If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough. When you're sick and tired of looking and feeling like shit, you'll show up. I'll see you there. Because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, fuck that. You're going to want to be in the gym.
You know, when you're 16 years old, you don't know the value of discipline. You don't know that the way you're acting right now is going to affect you in 5 years. You don't know that you can set yourself your whole life up to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You don't know that yet. You're just like worried about where you're going on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this guy knows, and he wants it, and he's looking for where he can find it, and where he can find it is in the mirror.
I want to do all these things that I previously told myself I'm not good at, because I want to shrink that box that I'm not good at, make it so tiny that one day it's going to go boop. So how do you develop those millionaire success traits that will pour into every area of your life, your mindset, your health, fitness, relationship, and your money? Well, you need consistency, focus, and discipline. And the secret to developing that is to set yourself a target to do something that's difficult, that requires a high amount of focus, consistency, and discipline, because there's a deadline to it.
In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday, there was rugby, there was this, there was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't, I can't do it. I just don't, people are talking to me and in my head I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it.
Where the f*** are you going, bro? You're a loser. You're a born loser, so it's okay. And I was hoping my dad was going to give me that confirmation. And he was a loser himself. But at the end of the day, when I left there, I realized, well, man, this is all me. My dad's f***ed up, my mom's f***ed up, the people around me are f***ed up. They're not gonna save you. You gotta f***ing save yourself, my friend. So that's when all that reality hit me, when I went to Buffalo to see my dad on that drive home. I was like, man, this rest of your life is gonna suck. It is gonna suck, not because you're gonna be a loser, but because you're gonna f***ing finally start to win. And winning is not easy, my friend.
Discipline is art. Yeah, I think it is.
You don't get discipline from your parents, from your grandparents, from your older brothers and sisters. You don't get discipline from an external source. You have to get it from you. That's what self-discipline is. You get it from yourself. You get it from you.
What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Now, let me say this before I move forward, and I can't explain it, but you better feel me. Winners win, and losers lose.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person. You've seen those before and after pictures. One day of playing guitar, you can barely play one chord. 100 days of practicing guitar, and you can play literally almost any song. An hour of writing, and you've got a short, kind of junky, 1,000-word essay. 100 hours of writing, and you got yourself a whole book.
If you grind, you will be broke the rest of your life, or you will barely make it. This society did not become rich by workers. It became rich by the people who knew how to put the workers to work.
You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you. I learned all of it.
So that's why I do a training called Focus on the Seller. You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
Nobody likes to go to the gym every day, but you have to do it.
I'm going to say something to you. You're smart, you're talented, you know a few things, but talent means nothing in this game if you don't make the right choices. There's plenty of talented people out there who never see the light of day anymore. Last thing, it takes discipline. Because this whole game is one big long shot. And if you don't have the discipline to stay away from the flyers or from the gambles or whatever else you want to call a stupid move, then my friend, I'm afraid to say one day you will go down. It's inevitable. You want my advice? Make a list of everything you want now and then plan on spending the next 25 years of your life getting it slowly, piece by piece.
I lived a life so disciplined that everybody that I once looked to, these fake characters, in my mind, I became that. And that's what kept me going a lot, was I had this pipe dream of becoming a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Because when you have no parents raising you and you have no role models growing up, that I once looked at all these guys, now look at myself like, God, who the f*** can do that? I can. But what it takes is a discipline that no one can ever even... They just don't understand it. They don't understand. But everybody has the ability to do it, but they just don't want to.
You can be a person of greater income, impact, and influence. I think that is success. Anyone that is willing to work out hard consistently and eat right throughout the day to be jacked, that's automatic self-development. Like, there are a few things in life that have a byproduct of self-development without being a self-development course, right? Like, being an entrepreneur is the highest level of self-development. There's no doubt about that. If you decide to start a business and be an entrepreneur that builds a business that is going to be profitable and has employees and very quickly begin to develop great personal discipline.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
I've been training my entire life to take the big shot. I'm not talking about f***ing a basketball shot, man. I'm talking about a person that knows their value and knows that when they come to the table, it's the best in the f***ing world. That's why now my price is so high at everything I do, and everything I do, everything is high. Because I am a game changer. Not being arrogant. A game changer has built that belief through hard work. They know who they are, and they bring the difference to the table. Game changers, everything, man, but it's very few people who have that ability to do that. No, a lot of people can do it, but very few people want to put in the discipline, the hard work, and the dedication to become a game changer.
Too many times, people have you focusing on your weaknesses. You're wasting your time. You ain't got to strengthen that. Work on what you good at. If you focus on what you good at, you'll make enough money. You hire somebody to be what you ain't. I got all kind of people read numbers and contracts and all that because I can't do it. But I hire them. Listen, man, you've got to write this information down.
Listen, when you make mistakes, they add up. They add up. One mistake compounds and leads to another, which leads to another, and they can lead you to a downward spiral of destruction. Here's the thing. You know what else adds up? The good moves, the small sacrifices that you make to do things right. The adjustments needed to correct problems, the daily discipline required to get you where you want to get to. Those little positive things add up too. And it's obvious, and we know it, but here's the question, why don't we do that? Why don't we do it? Well, it's because, in most cases, it's because they add up slowly. They add up so slowly.
Courage, character,
commitment, discipline. These are things that every human being can work on their own. You don't need talent. You need discipline. I was like, man, I have that. So I started gravitating more towards the everyday person that went way beyond. They went to that blue to black line I talk about in the book.
If I'm trying to convince myself, come, there's 5 more minutes, that's a bad idea. Yeah, so that's why I really got used to it rings, and then it's really like, in a way, I try to get out of bed as quick as possible. Then it's done. But in the moment where I start to get comfortable again, it becomes just more difficult. It's because that mind always wants to trick you and test you and challenge you.
Yes, discipline, it does start with waking up early. It really does. But that is just the beginning. And I always say that discipline is the root of all good qualities. But you have to absolutely apply it to things outside of just waking up early. It's everything. It's working out every day, making yourself stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier. Discipline is eating the right foods to fuel your system. It's about disciplining your emotions so you can make good decisions. It's about having the discipline to control your ego so your ego doesn't get out of hand and control you.
You need discipline because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow,
some
really?
Some days, yeah, sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard because your body wants to stay comfortable. Your body will trick you.
There's no room in that mind for discipline. There's no room for consistency. They may do it once or twice, but then the mind takes over and that cluttered garage comes in. And then it's like a circuit breaker, man. A circuit breaker just overloads and sparks. And our minds, that's our mind, man. It's like a fucking circuit breaker that has so much shit in it, you keep on loading it, you can't put any more into it. So I talk about it in there, man, so much about clearing space in your fucking mind so then you have room for all those disciplines. Waking up early, taking those, because they do mean something, but we don't get to that fucking dark matter that is keeping you from clearing out that mental garage.
The reason why I speak with so much passion, E.T., why do you speak with so much authority? Because I'm talking about my life, not something that I read. I ate out of trash cans. I had no business eating out of trash cans. I lived in abandoned buildings. I had no business living in abandoned buildings. But E.T., your daddy wasn't in your life. Your mom was a teenage mother. You grew up, come on, E., look at your search. That's not an excuse. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential.
I'm writing for real world, deep savage, deep end shit. And the beauty of that, when I go up against these savage, great minds, these great people who are smart and the whole world knows them, and just a fraction of people know me. But every day, I put no money into marketing. Put no money in the shit. It's just grit, hard work, and the Sergeant Jack disciple of discipline shit that got me there. So all these motherfuckers who think they may be stupid, who think they may not be able to get it done, I got something to tell you. You can compete with the top minds in the world if you're willing to armor and callous your fucking mind and outwork them motherfuckers and dig deep. Where most people see 4 walls, I see a massive empty space that deserves all kind of creativity to make it look beautiful.
I'm telling you what, man, once you get it, come on over this side of the fence, you don't see fucking problems anymore, man. Uh-uh. You see situations, you see possibilities, and you can't wait to get them started, man. You're like, why did I wait so long to engage? It doesn't matter about the past, it's today. What are we doing today? Or are we gonna engage now? And once we engage, we commit. There's no half commitment, there's no quarter commitment, there's no three quarter, it's full commitment. Once we engage, it's every fucking day we engage. Because that's the better life. And the people you surround yourself are like-minded, and they're better friends.
Consistency. He's like, you have to make sure that you're inconsistent. He's like, because
if you are consistent and you have none of the other attributes, he's like, you still might be successful. He's like, it's very tough for people who are consistent to not be successful. And he makes an especially pointed point about consistency, because in my opinion, it's one of the most difficult of the virtues for humans to do, because we're so attracted to novelty. And so, like, I mean, I used to deal with this with, you know, people on their diets all the time. I remember I ran gyms. And so someone would come in and I would always ask the question, so have you been following the meal plan? And then they would say, yes. And so then I started changing the way I asked the question. So I'd say, out of the 21 meals that you were supposed to eat, how many of the 21 did you have exactly the way it was on the meal plan? And then they would be like, oh, I mean, at least half. And they would say it as though that was a mark of success.
You can walk through the fire complaining along the way, or you can walk through the fire and create an example for everyone else so that the trials and tribulations of their own life seem trivial because they're comparing themselves to the way you handle things, or the way you handle things with grace and dignity and discipline can show other people that they can handle their own life this way. And there's beauty in that. There really is. And there's so much inspiration to be gathered from other people if you're a charitable person.
And that means self-esteem, self-awareness, self-belief, self-motivation, self-discipline. So when you don't have that, you attract the people in your life that you're most like. And I was most like a loser. So I attracted a lot of losers. And when you are in that mode of life and you're not around people getting up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning grinding, saying, come on, motherfucker, let's go. I'm not talking about the gym. I'm talking about when it comes to making money, when it comes to anything. These people who are just out of their mind obsessed. And what happens is that becomes who you are. There would have never been a David Goggins.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. If it was easy, there'd be no Kerry Washington. If it was easy, there'd be no Taraji Henson, P. Henson. Keep working, keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8.
The most important skill to create a great quality of life is the skill of leadership. Leadership doesn't mean you tell people to do and they do it, or that people follow you. Leadership means,
what am I not doing that would be easy to do, that could greatly change my health, my wealth? What am I not doing I'm neglecting that would be easy to do?
And I'm standing there looking down the sight of my weapon, and I'm waiting for someone to make a call and tell us what to do. And I wait for 5 seconds, and I wait for 10 seconds, and I wait for 20 seconds, and no one's saying anything. And we're waiting for a leader in my platoon to make a call, to tell us what to do, to tell me what to do. And finally, after like 30 seconds, which seems like an eternity, I can't take it anymore. The solution to your problem is not going to be found in the problem.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline, because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline.
A good nutrition, in my opinion. It's all components. Not only these components, but you have a few more that helps you to be good, in my opinion. So small details in the end of the day will make the big difference, in my opinion. So as you say, and I will keep repeating, I fight against my mind. Yes, sometimes it's happened. We are all human beings. We are not happy every day. We are, you know, not in a good mood every day. It's normal. It's part of us. I give you the map. You are willing to do that?
Yeah.
It's the main point, because everyone wants to be Cristiano, but I give you the map. You think you will do it? That? It's difficult. It's
the discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in sports, but in life.
Set a time to train, train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. That's what I was talking about with Ariel. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I got up, I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time, I didn't train at that time. Don't eat this, I ate that. Don't drink that, I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength.
Just little kind of defeats.
Exactly, little defeats instead of wins. And it just culminates into, oh, and you just don't want to be here. So I'm just figuring myself out like I've never figured myself out before.
It almost has become a joke amongst me, my friends, people that listen to me, is you got some kind of a problem in the world? You got some kind of problem in your life? Go train jiu-jitsu. There's a reason why I say that. Because the things that you just mentioned, discipline. Guess what you need to go train jiu-jitsu when you're tired and you don't feel like it? Discipline. Guess how you feel when you're done? You feel awesome. You get a bunch of dopamine. Guess who you're there with? A bunch of dudes that you can relate to. And guess what you're going to do together? You're going to struggle. You're going to go. You're going to sweat. You're going to choke. You're going to get your arm broken. Like, these things are going to happen.
You have to get out of the problem so that you can look at it, make an assessment, and you can assess how to solve the problem or whether you need to solve the problem or not. I mean, there's a lot of things in my life right now where I shrug my shoulders and go, okay, roger that. But carry on. No factor. Move on. And then occasionally you go, okay, this is something I need to contend with. This is something I need to deal with. This is something I need to shape or adjust or move or solve, to use your word. The reason I laugh when I say that is because problems, you have to get in there, but if you take a step back, you can usually say, oh, little adjustment here, a little adjustment there, and that thing's going to sort itself out. So detachment is a superpower.
Everything in the universe grows or dies. If your relationship's not growing, it's dying. If your business is not growing, it's dying. That is the only universal, other than everything grows or dies, and everything in the universe contributes to something else, or it's eventually eliminated by evolution. Not just on Earth, throughout the cosmos. So we have to grow and we have to give. And when we're growing, we feel alive, and we have something to give because we've grown, we feel even more alive.
And think about how much I've built. Now that you know about this, I didn't know about it, but think about how much I've built. Everything I've ever done in my life, I didn't want to do. Everything, every day. I'm a lazy piece of shit, and I'm one of the hardest working people to ever step foot on this planet Earth.
So if you're subconsciously telling yourself, I'm a lazy person, or I'm the kind of person that kind of gives up, I've got no work ethic, that gives up easily, then you will always show up lazy. You will always show up and give up when things get a little tough. If you start saying that my identity is that I'm going to be a disciplined human, I'm going to be a disciplined woman, I'm going to be a disciplined man. Once you take on that identity, now you have to do the things that discipline requires. And discipline doesn't care if you're tired. You're tired? Do it anyway, right? Discipline says, oh, you don't feel good. Well, do it anyway.
This could be the year, but you got to do something different if you want something different. All right. So on today's episode, listen to me very closely. Here's what I need you to do for me. I need you to stop following the trends and follow success.
Life is a training ground. While you may live a long life, it doesn't mean you graduated at the top of the class. You just lived a long, boring, despicable life. And that's not what I wanted to do. So Sergeant Jack started me out young, and I had to learn these lessons on my own through the discipline of hard work and cutting the grass and raking the leaves and doing all these things before school and after school. And that Sergeant Jack taught me something that I'm going to have to go back to for the rest of my life. But my mind wasn't strong enough. David Goggins, even with all the discipline, I didn't have that next f-ing level. When you're truly committed to something,
but the discipline will not allow that. The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will. It won't accept weakness. It won't tolerate another breakdown. The discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy, but the reality is, discipline is your best friend.
The problems in your life are your own dang fault. And so the answer into fixing the problems in your life are in your own dang hands. The responsibility for the well-being of your family, your wife, your husband, your children are yours.
I never ran from anything because I never had nobody to go to. I've always had that, where I'm going? Home to get me? Ain't nobody there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I've always been in a situation where I'm forced to deal with it myself, so.
And I started realizing that's what I can do. I can outwork a motherfucker. I can outwork everybody. That's what it takes. I can't dunk. But over here, everything that I want is over here in this f***ing pile of hard work, dedication, sacrifice. I can do that. I can do that all f***ing day long. I can get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can outwork you. That's where I found greatness over there.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I get it.
Keep up. Let's go. Come on. You're supposed to be the man. I know you can be the man for a month. Keep up. We're doing this 365. We're doing it 365. Keep up. We're doing three. The next mixtape or next album come out. Come on. Where your albums at? I see people trying to do what CJ doing. I ain't seen nobody's blow up yet. Come on. We got another one coming. Come on. We got that dog.
If you have self-discipline, if you have the discipline to save your money and work hard and invest your money properly, if you have the discipline to manage your time correctly and not waste a bunch of time, if you have the discipline to exercise and eat healthy, you will end up with freedom. And it's, I know it's a counterintuitive, it's contrarian, but I've seen this over and over and over again. If you want freedom in your life, you have to have discipline.
People are going to think that I am maybe lying or maybe fibbing or exaggerating. No, I am literally, I was the lowest form on earth. No talent, no ability to learn. And I literally know what it is to be rock bottom and to build that up. So that question about learning, it's a pain in my ass. And I don't have to do it. It's the thing about it. I'm 49 years old and I'm a multimillionaire. I don't have to do anything. So all I thought about when I was growing up is, I can't wait to one day get to the point where I no longer have to do this stuff.
You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You gotta touch, you have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. I want to move to the nicest neighborhood. I want to fly first class. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go to Australia. I made a decision. Enough is enough.
So when I first joined the Navy, I had to join the reserves because I couldn't get an active duty because I was so fat. So being a reservist, I got titled a lot of times as a weekend warrior. In the reserves, you work 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. A lot of us live our lives that way. We can't work out without purpose. We need to get into our dress for the wedding. Summertime's coming, so we want to look all good.
Discipline says, it's raining outside and it's cold, it's windy. Do it anyway. It becomes the identity. I'm a disciplined man. To do anything outside of what a disciplined man would do makes me an irresponsible man. It makes me a weak man. And I don't want to be an irresponsible weak man because our country already has too many of those, which is why we're eroding as a country.
Get up! Act like you're playing basketball. Act like you're playing football. Compete! That's what bothers me. Many of y'all are not competing. I need effort. Compete! Go to class. I just left for school telling these kids, act like you're playing football. Score in that doggone classroom. Compete! Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. I'm not against no other motivational speaker. I'm just competitive. The dog came from what I went through. That the dog didn't come from school. The dog didn't come from getting a PhD. The dog didn't come from getting these big checks. That's not where the dog came from. The dog came, so our children are watching all this success and we wonder why the millennial generation, nobody ever told them to dream. Nobody ever told them that DNA is in their dream. We told them that their DNA is in their money. You can't do it. Don't put your limitations on me. I'm dead to your limitations. Your limitations don't exist in my world. Those are your limitations. Keep them. Go home, watch them on TV. Go home, read the newspaper. But go home and look in the mirror. Go home, call your homeboy, and y'all talk about your limitations. I got it. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any man to
transition. Listen to me. In order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. I'm going to say it again. Humans do not transition to another level when they're comfortable with the level that they're on. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are. Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now?
Why don't you trust yourself? Because every time you tell yourself that you're going to do something, you break your own promise. If you can't trust yourself as an autonomous individual, no wonder you're not going to advance in life. Dude, if I told you every single day, right, and we were gym buddies, if I told you every single day that we were going to go to the gym and I didn't show up, but you showed up, right? Or you said, hey, are we going to the gym? Like your body tells you, hey, we need to go to the gym, or how your friends tell you, hey, we got to go work out. If you told me 10 days in a row and I committed, hey, we're going to the gym, but then the morning came around and you came out of the room and I was there eating chips and watching Netflix and I didn't go to the gym with you on the 10th day, would you believe me?
Not a chance.
If you lack the discipline to manage your time correctly, you will end up with no free time.
Discipline was huge, but then we always fall back on what's comfortable to us. What's comfortable for me was, if it's easy for me, you know, I'm gonna do it. And so when I was going through pararescue training, I ran up against an obstacle that I didn't think I was gonna run up, and it was the water. I fucking hated the water. But I tried hard to get over that. And I would try.
There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of stretching out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average, it just fucking burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment. You were scared you were gonna fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something fucking hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success to remind you of what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never gonna be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man.
2020 was the perfect example of that. A lot of people lost jobs, lost businesses, lost family members. A lot of folks spent a lot of time in the hospital on ventilators. That should have caused a lot of demons in your brain. Folks see how much that worked out. And they think I'm running from demons. It's not demons, it's discipline. And I'm a disciple of discipline. You cannot run the demons.
I think the wake-up call is important, but it's not the key. I think you have to take care a little bit of your body, but without obsession. If you start today, you're gonna have benefits in the future. Doesn't matter the time. What is important, it's what you want to achieve, what you want. You want to live a good life? Yes. I like to drink. I like to eat a burger. Okay, you're gonna pay the bill in the future. I think the most important is to find the balance. Sometimes I'm gonna eat a burger or chips, well, it doesn't matter. And it's important too for your mind too. Sometimes I sleep 2 o'clock in the morning because last night I was in UFC here in Saudi and the main event, it's 2 o'clock. Yes, it's quality of life too. But the most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're gonna be good in the future, or you're gonna be better than other ones in the future.
Discipline was huge, but then we always fall back on what's comfortable to us. What's comfortable for me was, if it's easy for me, you know, I'm gonna do it. And so when I was going through pararescue training, I ran up against an obstacle that I didn't think I was gonna run up, and it was the water. I fucking hated the water. But I tried hard to get over that. And I would go to the pool and I would try. but my mind wasn't strong enough. David Goggins, even with all the discipline, I didn't have that next f***ing level. When you're truly committed to something,
as far as respecting yourself, so don't look at him as dread and punishment. Look at those words as a lifestyle. Stay hard.
I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself. I watched Arnold fall down. Nobody remembers when he fell down. When he was, you know, Arnold wasn't the glorified winner as he was in the first 70 through 75. He got up and became a famous film star. He became governor. He kept getting up and getting up. I saw Trump do the same thing. I saw a lot of these guys I admired in business do it. And that's what it takes. To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe.
And it'll put you on that path. The path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness. And doing the tasks that you don't necessarily want to do, but that you know will help you or help your team. Facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them. And that's what discipline is. Discipline means taking the hard road, the uphill road, to do what's right for yourself and for other people. It's so often the easy path that calls to us to be weak for that moment, to break down for that moment, to give in to the desire and the short-term gratification.
You don't even reach the state of being able to immerse into your daily life.
I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. George Bernard Shaw said there are two kinds of people in life. You know, he said, those that make things happen, those that watch things happen, and those that don't know what happened. And he said, the people that get along in this life look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they make them. They create them. So part of beginning to get unstuck, you've got to decide that the behavior pattern that you have adopted doesn't work for you. You've got to change your strategies, and changing your strategy means reinventing your life.
I had 24 hours, and I was going so slow, taking so much time. This is when I realized that the human mind, once everything gets connected, once the mind knows you're not going to quit something, it's going to try to find more. It's going to try to give you more. Once it realizes you're not going to take the path of least resistance, you're going to stay here until it's done, my mind and my body and my spirit became one for the first time ever. For the first time ever, it became one. And I went to a level that I never thought was humanly possible for myself or anybody else. In that shape that I was in, I was able to run 19 miles. And I ran 19 miles, did 100 miles. I actually did one more mile. I did 101 miles in 18 hours and 56 minutes. I'd overcome so many obstacles in my life, and this was the final crucible for me. And I got through it. And at the end of this race was such clarity to me.
If dreams were easy, everybody would make them happen. The problem is that most people, I watch most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. I'm walking through the airport running almost. Most people that I'm with, they don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. You can't, some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. It's just, you're just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. If I was gonna quit saying, you should have got me a 17. You should have broke me a long time ago. I'm unbreakable now.
I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better, not for those who want to stay the same. Stay hard.
Well, everybody, it's Groundhog's Day again for David Goggins. If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up.
There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
Like, I think everything about discipline. Everything about discipline and every day. And every day, like, you know, train, sleep, eat, repeat. Yeah, it's have to become your lifestyle and everything here in mental, you know? Mm. Everything about mental, you know? It's like people ask me, like, when you become champion, what you feel like? And I said, no, in my mind, I was always champion. In my mind, all the time when I see someone compete, like, in my weight classes, and I think, okay. Like, since when I was, like, when UFC signed me.
I love it! The more you boo me, the stronger I get, baby. I'm used to this. Y'all can't stop me. Keep it up, baby. Keep it up. Y'all can't stop me.
Take full responsibility for your life. Accept where you are and the responsibility that you're going to take yourself where you want to go. Someone said we have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here, I can get me out of this.
So I get up every morning at 2:30, 3 o'clock. Why? Because greatness is upon me. Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you, you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you, and you better act like it.
Everything in the universe grows or dies. If your relationship's not growing, it's dying. If your business is not growing, it's dying. That is the only universal other than everything grows or dies, and everything in the universe contributes to something else, or it's eventually eliminated by evolution. Not just on Earth, throughout the cosmos. So we have to grow and we have to give. And when we're growing, we feel alive, and we have something to give because we've grown, we feel even more alive.